every single Wednesday, where we like to invite a beautiful and awesome bookworm, Anna Banana and Mush Monster. We love to read, don't we, Mush Monster?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Yes, I love
reading. So we're looking
at... I'm reading right now.
You're reading right now? See, just never stops. So we're looking out for bookworms just like us who would like to tell us about their favorite book. And today, we have a beautiful little bookworm with us whose name is Layal. Hello, Layal. Hello, she's being nervous. Layal is super cute. Layal, do you have the hiccups right now?
I know.
Was that you, Layal, or was that Mush Monster?
It was him.
It was definitely him. Look at you, Mush Monster. So, Layal, how old are you, sweetie?
I'm 6 years old.
6 years old, wow. And 6 years old, is it a hard age to be? Would you rather be 5 years old or would you rather be seven? Are you like six?
I like being six.
You like being six. Well, I'm glad that you like being six. Well, today, you're here to tell us about your favorite book. So first of all, I want to say thank you, Layal, for coming down to see Mush Monster and myself here at Pearl. And we can't wait to hear about your book. So let's tell everybody, what is your favorite book?
My favorite book is... Moana.
And you know what? Did you get to see the cartoon?
Yeah, I watched it all day.
And you know what? It's got some great songs. Do you remember the songs? Do you sing along to it?
Actually, yes. In my dad's car.
In your dad's car. There we go. All right, so today you're going to tell us about your favorite book, Moana. So shall we start with a little reading of your favorite passage from the book?
Yeah.
Let's do it. So let's get the microphone a little bit closer over to her. Nice and loud for me, Layal. Would you like to read for us?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. Summoning all her courage, Moana gave the heart to Deka. And Deka remembered who she was meant to be.
You're such a good reader. Can we have a round of applause there for Layal? Beautifully done, sweetheart. So there you have it. You've just read a little bit of the book of Moana for us. Now, can you tell us, what is the story of Moana all about?
In the beginning, there was only ocean until the mother island emerged, Te Fiti. Her heart held the greatest power ever known. It could create life itself. And Te Fiti shared it with the world. But in time, some began to seek Te Fiti's heart. They believed if they could possess it, the great power will be theirs. And one day, the most daring of them all voyaged across the vast ocean to take it. He was a demigod of the wind and sea. He was a warrior, a trickster, a shapeshifter who could change form with the help of his magical fishhook. And his name was Maui. But without a heart, Te Fiti began to crumble, giving birth to a terrible darkness. Maui tried to escape, but was confronted another who saw the heart. Deka, a demon of earth and fire. Maui was dropped from the sky, never to be seen again. And this magical fishhook and the heart of Te Fiti were lost to the sea. Even now, 1,000 years later, Deka and the demons of the deep still head for the heart, hiding in the darkest that will continue to spread, chasing away a fish, drained for life from island after island. And to every one of us is devoured by the bloodthirsty jaws of inescapable death.
Oh my goodness, can I just say? Wow.
The heart will be found by someone who returned beyond our reef, finding solution to restore Defeaty's heart and save us all.
Leo, that is just so amazing. Wow.
Amazing.
What?
We're kind of looking for new radio presenters.
Listen, you know what? Leal, I felt like I was watching the movie all over again. You are such a great storyteller. And can I just say, boys and girls, Leal wasn't even looking at any piece of paper. You said that completely from memory. Wow.
And I also think, hello, my name is my dad.
Wow, I don't even know what to say. That was incredible, Leal. You are so talented, sweetheart. And what a great reading of that book. That's just amazing. So let me ask you something. Who is your favorite character in the book?
Well, my favorite character is Moana. Moana means ocean. She is a strong person and doesn't need a boy to save her.
She doesn't need a boy to save her. That's right. We girls and bananas don't need boys to save us. That's amazing. So I love that you love Moana. Now, let me ask you, is there a part of the story that is your favorite bit that you really, really love? Can you tell us which one it is?
My favorite part of the story is when Moana put the heart inside the car, and the car remembered who she was meant to be, and the car turned into Defeaty.
And everything just becomes beautiful again, right?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite parts in the movie as well, by the way. Now, let me ask you, because I have to be honest, I haven't read the book. I saw the movie, but I didn't read the book. So if you had to recommend to other children why they should read the book, what would you tell them?
The movie is fun to watch, but books are so much better. When we watch a movie, we use our eyes. But when we read a book, we use our brain and imagination.
Absolutely. You're so right. Couldn't have said it better. That is absolutely right. And you know what? I also love the smell of books. Do you love the smell of books?
Yeah, but I have a knock-knock joke.
You have a... Let's hear the knock-knock joke.
That's my part of the show.
Too late. You wanted her to take over my job. She's going to take over your job. Let's hear the knock-knock joke. Go on.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Oh, banana.
I approve high that five. Joke. I approve that joke. That's a great joke. Oh, I love that. All right, so let me ask you something. So normally at the end of every book review, we always ask that you rate the book out of 5. So, Leal, how much would you rate Moana out of 5?
5, because it's the best story ever.
5 out of 5.
5 out of 5. Would you look at that? Can we have a round of applause? Leal, you should clap for yourself as well. You did an incredible job today, and can we just say, thank you for being our bookworm today. Did you have fun telling everyone about your book?
Yeah.
She did. There we are. And we had fun listening to that story. And can I just say, Mom, so talented. Something tells me, Leal, that you're going to grow up and become an amazing storyteller. You are fantastic at reading stories.
And also, I'm going to be 8 for being a fashion designer.
Well, something tells me she's going to be good at everything. That's true. Who says you can do it all, right? You can do it all, Leal. So thank you so much for joining us on Hits and Homework today. You promise to come back the next time you have another book to tell us about?
Oh, yes.
You promise, right?
Yes.
Do a pinky promise with Mush Monster right now.
Pinky promise.
There we go. All right, remember, if you want to be part of Bookworm Wednesdays, all you got to do is simply get in touch with us or send us an email about the book that you would like to talk about. Information at pearlfm.ae. Bookworm Wednesdays back again every single Wednesday.